Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Daily Gold Podcast. Today, I'm speaking with Darren Wagner. He is the founder and CEO of Balmoral Resources. He's going to give us an update on the company. Hey, Darren, thanks for taking the time. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Recovered, fully recovered from PDAC in Toronto and back out here in sunny Vancouver.
Well, glad to hear that. Darren, let's talk about both of your projects. First off, just a general question. As far as your exploration dollars this year, are you going to be doing a 50-50 approach or targeting one project more than the other?
Basically, with the split between the nickel and the copper, the board took a long look at our outlook for the two metal markets over the next 12 months or so, and at how fast we thought we could get things to grow towards our bottom line. And really what we've done is put about two-thirds of the winter program focused on the nickel end, on the Grasset nickel copper PGE discovery. Just think we can grow that that much faster, and that there's a good chance that as the year progresses here that you're going to get a little bit of help from the nickel market as well. And the gold market's a bit of an uncertain, element, hard to predict element these days, but I think there's a little bit more certainty that in the nickel side. So we just think we can get that one to translate, to bottom line for the shareholders a little bit quicker. And so the principal focus is about two-thirds of the budget on the nickel side over for the winter program.
Okay, so let's focus on that for a minute. You obviously had a great discovery there last year. I mean, the stock responded very positively. The market acknowledged, it was a significant discovery. Now, what can you do this year to continue to move that forward and demonstrate that there's more value to be found there?
Yeah, I think on the discovery itself, clearly, when we walking into this winter program, it was still open on multiple fronts. So clearly, continue to grow the scale and the size of that discovery is number one on that list. And then, in conjunction with that, start some of the other, the de-risking pieces, I guess, to show that there are no fatal flaws. And the big one in the nickel world is some met work. So we've got a consultant engaged working with us here in Vancouver to focus on getting some met testing done, and taking that one more piece of the risk profile away on Martin Air. And then the third element of that is to go out and see if you can't add additional discoveries of that type nearby, and that just sort of enhances the value of that original discovery if you can start to add some tons on other discoveries. So we've made a start on that. We expect that realistically that's probably a 2-year exercise is a big belt, and we own all of it. And there's a bunch of targets within that belt, so it's it'll be an exercise over time, but we've made a start on that as well this winter with a series of exploration holes that'll continue into the summer months as well, looking for other discoveries. So I think those three things are fairly key. Get this thing scoped out, get it outlined, figure out how big it is, ultimately then drilled out for resource work, and then de-risking steps. The metallurgy, a big one always in the nickel world. How does it recover? What kind of concentrate does it produce? Those things are important. Ultimately, you need a saleable product at the end of the day. So get to that piece of business as well, and then work up the belt and see if we can add a few more discoveries of that of similar nature to what we found so far at Grasset.
Now, to follow up on that, when can we expect some winter results, and then additionally later in the year, when might you have more results?
Yeah, I think you probably start to see the initial results off the winter program in April, and then they should be fairly steady through the next 2 or 3 months. And the hope is to be able to continue some drilling through breakup with a helicopter portable drill up there. So continue to produce results ultimately. Ideally in my world, we'll get this thing scoped out in the winter program and get some parameters around the scale and the size of it, and then set in an infill program in the summer and aim to try and get to first resource on the nickel discovery by the end of the year. That's fairly aggressive fairly aggressive wish list to do. So, work hard at trying to get there. We've got certainly got the resources to go and do it. And then over on the gold side, so nobody forgets that we're a pretty cool little gold company before the nickel thing came along. Got a bunch of infill work going on the nickel, on the gold side, to get the shallow portion of the Martinair resource scoped out. And so that drilling's ongoing during the winter season as well. So right now, I think we're sitting, having completed about 38 or 39 holes to date. And so those are working their way into the lab. So it should be a busy few months in the inboxes for the shareholders here at Balmoral.
Hey, you took the words out of my mouth for the next question. But why don't you tell the listeners that you're financial situation right now and how long that might last you for?
Yeah, so we've got about $13 million in the treasury right now, and there's probably a couple million more in the money options as well. So that sets us up very well. We discussed with the board about a $10 million program coming into this year, and so that would see us see us come clear, especially if those options pull in well north of $5 or $6 million. Without having done anything at all on the financing end in 2015, and obviously having produced a ton more results and hopefully grown the assets on multiple fronts. So I think we're in a very fortunate position in a tough resource market, being one of the companies that's very active, is obviously moving its projects forward, has had some good support from its shareholders and from the market in general. And it's been an exciting 2014. We had probably one of, if not the best performing mining stock out there, and it sets itself up for an exciting 2015 for us as well.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. I mean, since we had that real crash in gold in the spring of 2013, I mean, you guys have been one of the absolute best performing stocks. Darren, just in this type of environment, I mean, a bear market environment, how does that change just how you run the business and schedule and plan things exactly? I mean, versus the way things were 5-10 years ago?
Well, I think you're very cognizant at all times of the storm that's going on around you. And so that tempers... It probably tempers your pace a little bit, but it also makes you think long and hard about each and every dollar you're spending. That's what you should do anyways. But it does definitely focus that a little tighter, and it makes you're very. I think it sharpens the reality filter in terms of those intercepts, as you're starting to scope out a zone, those ones are marginal. So we don't want to go play in that area. We want to stay in the hearts of it. It does all of that. But I think the other thing it does show us is that, if you find quality assets, especially quality assets in a great place like we are in Quebec, that, the market will still come to play. The response might be muted versus what you would have expected, 7 or 8 years ago. But that's 7 or 8 years ago. But it will, stocks will respond. They will move forward. They will move, they will move strongly forward on positive information, positive news, and positive growth. And so that's what you have to, you have to stick to. But it sharpens everybody's pencils a little bit, in terms of how you're allocating your dollars. On the good side, it tends to bring costs down, tends to make quality people available. So it does, there's some elements that actually get a little bit easier in a bull market, but it does mean the market, the market is a fight every day, and that's fair enough. Our job is to go out and find economic ore bodies and find a way to monetize that, either by building them or moving them on, for our shareholders. It's a bottom line business. And I think at times when things are good, it gets away from that, sort of the business of mineral exploration gets lost in the market end of it, it's like anything else. It's a business, a bottom line business. You give your money to us to shepherd and try and grow, and we do that by doing quality work and working in smart places, and moving things forward. So you got to remember that ultimately that's what it is. You're trying to return money to your shareholders at a much higher level than where they gave it to you. And if we can continue to do that, then we'll be successful. And so, like I said, just everything. I think everybody gets a little bit more focused, a little sharper focused when the markets are tough. But the same is true in good markets as well. Quality products, quality places, quality assets will win the day for you and your shareholders.
Darren, we were talking before the interview about how, even though this has been a long and severe bear market, a recovery naturally will come at some point. And in your opinion, what companies or what types of companies do you think will lead that recovery? I mean, obviously, the success that you guys have had, Balmoral is an early example, I would say, in my opinion. But in your opinion, what types of companies do you think could lead the recovery? I mean, what types of companies should investors look to in their research?
Well, I think in terms of the bigger space, it still has to be led out by the majors. The majors have to go and demonstrate consistent profitability, which obviously had become a bit of an issue. But in terms of the junior space, I think it's relatively simple when you're casting your eyes amongst the 1,000 plus junior explorers out there. It starts with the bodies that are there, the experience that they've got, their past successes. Number two on my sort of checklist is the grade profile of the things you're working on. This is not a time to be throwing money after low grade, sort of marginal assets and hoping the markets will carry you higher. Get involved with things that have a really good grade profile, that really are somewhat insensitive or less sensitive to metal prices. And then when the metal prices moves, it's only going to move as strong or stronger than the others. And then for me, the jurisdictional game has become much more important. I mean, just saw this week with Nepsun at Bishi, more issues. So I think it's a risky game. We play a risky game on the exploration side. We know that, but you can take a big element of risk out of your portfolio by sticking to safe jurisdictions, proven jurisdictions, and sticking to proven belts, sticking with proven management teams. And looking for those companies, first and foremost, who are going to deliver drill results to you this year. Because really, in our business, on the exploration side, if you're not drilling, you're not growing. And so I think those are the things that I would focus on. Certainly, those are the things I focus on in my own portfolio. And you're very cognizant of in setting up and running Balmoral.
Darren, before we close here, is there anything else you want to mention that we didn't discuss?
No, I think it's easy to get caught in the malaise of the space that everything is beaten up and that's true to an extent. But I think we and a handful of others have shown that we can make really nice returns for investors in these kind of environments, and those will only be accentuated when the environment changes. So I think there is opportunity here. I think it's the kind of time that, we talked a little bit beforehand that this is the kind of time that if it were anything else other than mining, Warren Buffett would be salivating over the opportunities that are in the space. It's not his gig, never has been, but if you look at how beaten down things are and where they can, where they can go with fairly simple moves, I think there are opportunities out there, but you really gotta, you gotta take your filter and put it on. For us, it's, consistently growing, making discoveries and continuing to move the name forward and put up assets in, quality assets in places that people want to be. And that will, at the end of the day, that'll win. And the shareholders will go home happy. So hopefully, we can come or maybe even exceed the success that we had in 2014 with Balmoral, and continuing to grow on the gold side, continue to grow on the nickel side, and hopefully we can add something else into the mix through the exploration. Not that I need another metal to talk about, but one just never knows. It's the great part of about what we're working in. It's a bit of a treasure chest that way.
Darren, thanks so much for taking the time today to speak with us. I and my listeners really appreciate it. And we look forward to speaking with you again soon later this year to get another update.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.